coach of the ASCO Engineering Lady Heat. Very good morning to you, Travis Coombs.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. On the road last weekend, doubleheader against Southern Peninsula and also Warrandyte. Managed to win against Southern Peninsula, but went down to Warrandyte on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I didn't actually head away. I had some prior commitments with the under-12 boys at their state champs, but left them in the good hands of Jason Spratt. And look, it took us a little bit to get going on the Saturday night. The girls didn't shoot as well as what they normally do to start with, but got there in the end, so that was good to see.
And then on Sunday, like I said, lost to Warrandyte, 80-45.
Yeah, look, our shooting was not the greatest on Sunday again. They've really recruited well, and they've got some big girls that made it hard for us to get in the keyway very often to score. Yeah, really set us back. We did miss a lot of open shots. That's okay. The second game on a tough doubleheader, so we'll live with that one. And we think next time, if we get to meet them again, we'll be a lot better.
Yeah, terrific. So on the road again this weekend, can you believe it? And guess what? It's another doubleheader. Western Port on Saturday. What can you tell us about that game?
Look, they're very much the same side as the last couple of years that have caused us a lot of trouble from Mildura. They're really starting to hit their straps. They're a big, strong team. We know what we've got to do against them. We've got to get the ball up the floor quick, and we've got to shut down two of their bigger players, which I think Kay's going to have a really good weekend this weekend. Also, Ava Zatto, couple that with Brooke and Penny. They'll be really big in the game on Saturday night, and then we'll head into Sunday. If we can get one win again, we get a win, but we just go from there and just try our hardest.
Go for two, Trav. Go for true. Chelsea on Sunday. What do you know about Chelsea?
Chelsea, they've surprised me a lot. They haven't recruited very heavily, used a lot of their youth league players that are coming through. They've had some really good results. They beat Altona, which everyone's picking to be the premiers this year. So we'll have to put in a fair bit of work. They've got a couple of older players that seem to do a lot of their scoring. So if we can shut one of them down, it goes a long way for us to win in the game.
How are the team looking, mate, facing another tough doubleheader road trip this weekend? Everyone fit and healthy?
Yeah, everyone's fit and healthy. Tuesday night was a bit of a slog. There's a lot of heavy legs there at training, but we took it fairly easy. Everyone's raring to go there. The enthusiasm in the group is unbelievable, so it's really good. And, yeah, hopefully we can get at least two on the weekend, I reckon.
Well, as we know, the Kings Construction men's heat played home this weekend. They take on Craigieburn. We'll catch up with Sammy Gazzo tomorrow in regard to that game. You guys are at home the following weekend, the 27th of April, and you take on Surf Coast. That should be another ripper.
Yeah, they've really surprised me as well. They've been playing in Div 2 the last couple of years, and they've actually recruited a few extra long players. So they've got a good list going on there, so that'll be a really interesting game for us because there's a lot of experience in that team. So it'll be experience versus youth and pace, so we'll see how we go there.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, it's great to catch up with you, Travis. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Best of luck. Tough road trip, as we know, doubleheader. Always tough, mate, and the fact that it's back-to-back makes it even tougher. Great to catch up with you, mate. Thank you so much. Best of luck for the weekend. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
No worries, mate. Have a good holiday.